Former Vico CEO Bill Allen testified in U.S. District Court today that he did extensive work on Senator Ted Stevens' home and didn't get paid for it. Allen also said he asked Stevens for favors over the years. Stevens is on trial in Washington for 7 counts of lying on his financial disclosure forms about gifts worth more than $250,000 from Allen and Vico. From Washington, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senator Stevens and Bill Allen may have once been close friends and fishing buddies, but you wouldn't know it in the Washington, D.C. courtroom. Stevens spends more time looking down at a pad where he's scribbling notes than he does looking at Allen on the witness stand. During Wednesday's testimony, Allen detailed projects he had Vico employees do at the Stevens home in Girdwood, including design the remodel plans. He said Vico workers built metal stairs and landings, moved a large generator, and strung thousands of dollars in Christmas lights around the property. Prosecutors entered into evidence letters in which Stevens thanks Allen for his help. Stevens wrote that the remodeled design plans pleased his wife, and in a handwritten note thanked Allen for all he had done to make the Stevens' lives, quote, easier and more enjoyable, and that the Christmas lights, quote, top it all. One letter calls Allen and another mutual friend the spark plugs to getting the renovation project done. Twice in a letter and an email, both written in 2002, Stevens asked Allen to send him a bill. He wrote in October, quote, friendship is one thing, compliance with the ethics rules is entirely different. But Allen said he never did charge Stevens because he liked the senator and wanted to help him. Allen said he believed Stevens didn't really want a bill and was just protecting himself. Allen said he and a mutual friend, Stevens' neighbor Bob Persons, talked about billing the senator, but that according to Allen, Persons said not to worry, that, quote, Ted's just covering his ass. Allen then reflected that perhaps such language wasn't appropriate in the courthouse. It was a hint of the other, rougher side of Allen's personality. On Tuesday, he was presented to jurors as a success story, but by the end of Wednesday's testimony, the jury had learned that the 71-year-old faces a decade in prison for bribing state lawmakers. And Allen said he asked Senator Stevens for favors. In 1999, Vico wasn't getting dividends on the profits of a Pakistani oil pipeline it invested in, so Stevens wrote a letter to the World Bank about the situation, which was eventually resolved. Allen also said the two corresponded about gas pipeline legislation in Alaska. He wanted Stevens to talk to state senators who weren't voting the way Allen wanted, and in an email, Stevens said he would. Allen said on some occasions he did not think Stevens helped him, even though Allen asked for his assistance getting a National Science Foundation contract and talking to the mayor of Delta Junction about a private prison. Stevens' lawyers say their client only sided with Allen on issues when it was for the good of Alaska. After all, they say, Vico was one of the state's biggest private companies. They'll have a chance to cross-examine Allen on Thursday. The trial recessed early Wednesday, leaving much of Allen's testimony still to come. Judge Emmett Sullivan said the early dismissal was at the request of a juror. When the trial picks back up, prosecutors plan to play audio tapes of Stevens and Allen talking, and then it will be Stevens' lawyer's turn to question the government's star witness. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.